From Joy Studios in Melbourne, this is the Community Network News, with news from around Australia and around the world. I'm Eric Williams, executive producer of this national program. Here now our presenters from the Melbourne studios, Anthony and Penn.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Penn Franz. The Tasmanian Liberal Party is yet to apologise over an advertising blunder that criticised the GLBTI community. The Libs printed a newspaper ad in March 2006 alleging transgender and intersex rights would destroy families. Human rights activist Martine Delaney, who's fighting an anti-discrimination case over the adverts, says she hopes they say something.
I had an apology from the Exclusive Brethren, from members of the Exclusive Brethren for their part in the advertisement. They acknowledged the hurt and the harm they'd caused. I'd like to hear the Liberals apologise for their involvement.
The numbers are in for this year's Sydney Mardi Gras, with the festival continuing to get bigger every year. Just under $30 million generated in March, as 21,000 from around the country and the world travelled to the gay capital for the celebration. New South Wales research also found 300,000 people lined the streets of Darlinghurst for the parade.
One of the men involved in a verbal spat with a senator at the National Marriage Breakfast has finally spoken out. John Kloprogger has told Doug Pollard that Bill Heffernan needs to have a fresh mind to gay issues.
He's a total embarrassment when it comes to issues to do with gay and lesbian people. He really just has no understanding and he's like a dinosaur. I don't think he's ever going to change.
De facto couples can adopt, but that doesn't include same-sex partners, according to Queensland's Premier. Anna Bligh announced new laws and feels that allowing gay couples to adopt wouldn't have community support. The state's Civil Liberties Council has hit out at the new legislation as confusing.
A reminder that submissions to the Senate Same-Sex Marriage Inquiry close on August 28. The inquiry is considering a bill lodged in the House by Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young. The proposed bill will amend the Marriage Act to allow same-sex marriage in Australia and to recognise same-sex marriages from overseas. In 2004, a similar inquiry received over 13,000 submissions against same-sex marriage and only about 3,000 in favour. To have your say and make sure your voice is heard, go to the Australian Marriage Equality website by August 28 and follow the links.
The Orso Foundation should stop sitting on its laurels and do something with all the money it's got. That's according to former out mayor of Port Phillip, Darren Ray, who's told Doug Pollard the organisation's changed a lot since he's been there.
I think the Orso Foundation could get a lot more political, could start doling out some of its money from its bank to worthy activist causes and political causes, and we might be having a very different discussion.
A report from Human Rights Watch has highlighted the horrific plight of gay men in Iraq. 54 gay Iraqis were interviewed by HRW. They told of gays being raped, tortured and executed by militiamen, including those of Muqtada al-Sadr's Mahdi army. According to the report, the militiamen have been specifically targeting gay men, those suspected of being gay, and those who appear unmanly.
A federal challenge to California's Proposition 8 will go to trial in January next year. Gay activists see the trial as the first step on the road to the US Supreme Court and a national debate on same-sex marriage. The trial aims to overturn Prop 8, a voter-introduced law that threw out gay marriage in California. The two same-sex couples will argue that Prop 8 violates their federal constitutional rights.
And briefly in other news, Aussie ski fields are threatened by climate change, with the resorts set to receive a lot less snow, according to a professor from Griffith University. There are calls in New Zealand to review laws on same-sex adoption, which haven't changed since the 1950s. A New York man will serve 25 years for the hate crime murder of a transgender woman. The Rudd government has listed Somali-based Al-Shabaab as a terrorist organisation. A New York Centre for Homeless LGBT Youth is to name a residence after Bea Arthur, one of TV's Golden Girls and a long-time supporter of the centre. And a woman thought to be the victim in an unsolved 1954 murder case in Colorado has been found alive and well living in Australia.
To QNN Sport, it's last round AFL action before finals, with West Coast and Richmond kicking things off at Subi on Friday night. Adelaide coach Aurelio Vidmar isn't expecting a walkover when the Reds come up against North Queensland on Friday.
Certainly it's going to be a tough game, but if we stick to our guns and stick to our plan, then I'm very confident that we can get a result.
And NRL bad boy Greg Inglis will be hoping to break into Melbourne Storm's lineup soon after being allowed to return to training.
If you're listening to QNN, we'd like to hear from you. Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
Portions of this broadcast have been compiled with the help of Doug Pollard.
That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. And we'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been the Community Network News, a national news program from the studios of Joy Radio in Melbourne. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Williams.